Small routines. Small routines. Finickety circuits, finickety, finickety circuits, pestering points of contact with the earth. With the earth. What is it, this material life? What is it, this material life we find ourselves captured by, enraptured by, this embodied life?
A reading life, a writing life, with writer and teacher Sally Bailey.
Morning, and my voice is still coming to life. Morning. And my voice is still stirring. I am also, unfortunately, losing my voice. I think it's part of the condition. It's attacking the nerves in my throat. And so I can't always project as I used to. It takes a while for me to be able to speak now in the morning. Perhaps after tea it will be better. I have my window open and I can see my neighbour's child standing outside in the sun reading. Reading. With his Wellingtons on. And his brown onesie. He looks like a little bear cub, a beaver or an otter. He's standing with his blue book open in the sun, reading. I can just see the edge of the book, the sunlight falling on the white pages and his head bobbing back and forth as he turns the pages, and his hands on the side of the book cover, which is blue, marine blue. Now I shall make some tea and try to find my voice. Whenever I stir in the morning, I always think of that opening line from Ulysses. James Joyce, which shows us a man getting ready to shave. And I am not a man and I am not preparing to shave, but there's something about the movement in the body in a state of preparation and taking pride in preparation, which I love. Stately, plump Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. Let me read it again. Stately, plump Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. Now I read it again. On Easter Saturday, I can see how very Catholic that is. The bowl of lather, the crossed razor, the razor lying crossed, and the mirror behind. And plump Buck Mulligan, all stately, prepared to undertake his morning ablutions, his morning rituals, in a state of stately pride and plumpness, of rich embodied body life. And there is something faintly Catholic about that opening, which is not surprising considering Joyce grew up in Catholic Ireland. Indeed was educated through the Catholic Church and catechisms. Stately, plump Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead, bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. Stately, plump Buck Mulligan came from the stairhead, bearing a bowl of lather on which a mirror and a razor lay crossed. Came from the stairhead, as though he were appearing as a kind of godhead. Stairhead, godhead, stately, plump, Buck Mulligan. We're led to think that the body of Christ is not plump before he dies. And yesterday I went to Iffley Church to participate in the Good Friday liturgy, which is a very sombre affair, as you can imagine, recounting the crucifixion of Christ, his final days, his final moments. It is time, he says, Christ, that is. It is time. It is over. It is ended. It is finished. It is finished. Most versions of the crucifixion have something like that. It is finished. And then his spirit departs. And here am I hovering in my morning space, considering several characters at once. Christ on the cross, stately plump Buck Mulligan, lathering up his face. And my own character, Pond Man. Pond Man. Who at the moment is at the other end of the day, as the light is dimming. He has reached that other side of the diurnal cycle. There is no sun shimmering on his ceiling, as there is now on mine. No, he is watching the sun dipping down over the sea. The lights are going down along the coast where Pond Man lives in his Oast house. Let me find him. Let me find him. Let me find my voice. Let me find my character. What strange outbursts we writers have. What peculiar attachments. Stately, plump, Buck Mulligan, lathering up his face. Is it worth it in the end, all this scribbling into the void, all this whispering, all this speaking? Who is listening? Who is listening? Who is listening? Who is watching these peculiar patterns I am making? Stately. Peculiar, 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 from the Latin pecu, meaning cattle, cattle, stately, plump, Buck Mulligan. That sounds like a cow. And we are all that, strange cattle, strange sheep wandering around, lost lambs. Feeling little, not Pond Man, not Pond Man, not Pond Man, my mythical creature, not Pond Man. Pond Man knows where he goes, he knows his routine, he knows his peculiar way through life, without bleating. Without bleating.
Right now he is mending the fence along the side of his house. Can you hear him?
There he is. Pond man.
Hazel poking up to heaven. Hazel poking up to heaven. Right now he is mending the fence along the side of his house. And Hazel is poking up to heaven. Soon he will go to bed. Soon he will go to bed and fold down the covers as his mother taught him. One crisp sheet. One woolen blanket, one crisp sheet, one woolen blanket, one crisp sheet. He will turn indoors when the light dims, and the light is dimming now. Can you see it? It is going down, the light, it is going down. And Pond Man is turning indoors. But see, he has stopped. Tools. He is looking over the fence towards the harbour. He has seen something. The past, there, over the horizon. She is beckoning him. She is a lady beneath the tree. A lady beneath the tree, the past. I do not need to say the tree is green, because that is not the first thing you notice. Not all trees are green. Stately. Shakes his head. While Pond Man will tell you that the tree is a plum and she flowers in the spring, late March or early April, when the threat of frost still looms, before the apple tree comes, before the apple tree. Pond Man is mending his fence, can you? Perhaps she is braver, the plum tree. Certainly she is hardier, and that is why the lady likes her. The lady, the past, the lady. The lady and Pond Man used to hold hands. Can you see them in the garden? And that is why the lady likes him. Because he dares to show his face when things are pretty inhospitable. Nothing quite ready, ma'am. Nothing quite ready. Nothing at all, not this spring. Nothing is quite ready, not with all this rain. Not with all this rain, not with all this mending of fences, not with all this moving of things up and away from the floods. And the lady shakes her head. His thick thatch of hair. And now Pond Man is going to bed. Pond Man is climbing the stairs, the stair head, stately, plump, Buck Mulligan. At the stairhead, the godhead, preparing. Pond Man carries a candle. He carries a candle, and it is not merely a symbol, his candle. And it is not only a light. He carries a candle because his forefathers did, and because candle light pleases him, and because the smell of melting wax sends him to sleep. He thinks of the old man and hears him blowing out the flame, a draught of breath crossing his face before he proceeds into his mothy chamber. Pond Man stops at the top of the stairs, the stairhead, the godhead. And peers through the darkness. small orb of light out at sea, a small orb of light out at sea. A flickering flame climbing the wall, a flickering flame climbing the wall, a flickering flame. He bows his head and blows out the light. Small routines, finickety circuits, pestering points of contact with the earth. With the earth. What is it, this material life? What is it, this material life we find ourselves captured by, enraptured by, this embodied life? Pond man sleeping in his bed, head tipped slightly starboard. Starboard. Godhead. Starboard. Seawards, seawards, listening to the drag of the tide running through his ear. A feathery echo running through his ear. The drag of the tide. A feathery, feathery, mothy, feathery echo. Water, 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 water. Water, 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 water running over rocks, over pebbles, over rocks, over the shoreline, up over the beach, covering, 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 covering him in sleep.
Thank you for listening to A Reading Life, A Writing Life. If you've enjoyed this podcast, please like it, give us a review, or mention us to friends or on social media.